T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mowat on Movies. John Mowat joining us today to let you know what's happening in the movies. And there's a big blockbuster out right now today. Mr. Mowat, the Croods, are they allowed to be in your community?
Yeah, we got to let them in. There's no doubt about that. Kevin, what this is the follow-up from the 2013, 7 years ago, movie The Croods. And it's a DreamWorks animated film. Here's the thing about this movie. It kind of came out of nowhere and did about $600 million worldwide. So with that kind of money, you have to expect there's going to be a follow-up. So this year they bring us The Croods, A New Age. Now, again, this was a movie sort of caught up in the COVID. So it was delayed. It was originally supposed to come out in March. And they pushed it and pushed it and decided, look, we have a really nice-looking animated film here. Because with DreamWorks, what you get is that color palette. You get a film with it's really pleasing on the eye, how the brightness and the colors that they're able to use. So they said, "Look, we got to get this thing out into the theaters, whatever theaters are available worldwide." And then they're going to hope, from a money standpoint, that they can roll into the holiday season and then get some sales on other markets where you're going to have kids kind of stationed in front of their TVs or devices with their families. And The Croods is one of those movies where, if anything, it's going to entertain the kids because there's so much action. They're always moving. They're always singing. They're always always doing something.
It's a very energetic film. And as I said, they sleep in a pile, and the dad kissed the thought he was kissing his wife's arm. He was kissing his son's leg. And that was the funny part of the
Exactly. So this is the kids' new age. The Croods New Age. It's rated PG. And you got some really big voices, Kevin. You've got Nicolas Cage, Emma Stone, Ryan Reynolds. So they're all returning. But then they add Peter Dinklage and Leslie Mann as the family called the Bettermans. So as the Croods are working their way and discovering new lands, but also, as we know, the Croods staying very safe and trying to protect themselves, they meet this family that's not a cave people. They live in this tree. Almost like a high rise, almost like a Swiss Family Robinson type situation. And so you're going to have a little bit of clash of these different civilizations coming together. And then it boils down to it's people learning from each other, people with differences coming together, using their own different strengths to solve a problem. So you get that message, you get that thrust of the plot, as well as this colorful film. Kids are going to enjoy it. A lot of action, a lot of stuff going on. So it's a good film.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's brilliant to put it out this weekend because a lot of people are looking for things to do because, let's face it, you know, there's been a lot of restrictions on families and getting together this holiday season so far. Thanksgiving was sort of a much more muted affair than normal. And the original Croods, I think the family, I did see it, saw it with a couple of my nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see it in the theaters. You see it in reruns, and you see bits and pieces of it here. They survived a natural disaster, and then there was the drama of the daughter who was curious, but she was sheltered, so she was out, you know, disobeying her dad a lot. You know, so I guess that's it sort of goes with the family theme. And this will be interesting because they're moving into a neighborhood where they may have been redlined from before in the past. Huh?
Yeah, the Bettermans. They're going to meet the Bettermans, and there's not a lot of subtlety going on here, so it makes for an interesting combination, and it really works.
Very interesting. I think it'll be a huge hit. Again, you said it made $600 million last time around, the first time?
Yeah. I mean, worldwide, it did really great. And what's interesting, Kevin, is we're still here in the United States. We have the major markets, New York and Los Angeles, still closed to theaters. So they're taking a chance that they're going to be able to make some cash and bring some money quickly in from around the world, because a lot of other countries aren't closed, which, interestingly enough, one of them is China. So they're going to be able to make, you know, some of that money back that cost to produce. And you hit the nail on the head. What they're trying to do is get into a season where here in the United States, people are going to get word of mouth. There's going to be reviews. People are going to see that this is a pretty good film. It's a great film for kids. And then coming into our holiday season, they're going to be able to capitalize on some of those additional revenue streams that are available.
Yeah. Is this going to be on, like, are they going to do that? Are you going to be able to watch it at home anytime soon? Or is there still a 17-day or 30-day thing before that? Because if they allow that to be able to be streamed at home, then the gloves are off on this movie, because everybody's going to be watching it as they're stuck in home for, you know, through this whole holiday season.
That's right. This movie falls under that 17-day window. So there, we have through this holiday, this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and then two more weeks, and then it's going to be available on some of your different devices to watch at home.
So mid-December.
Pretty smart move by the producers of this film.
Mid-December, then I'll probably be watching it with a niece or a nephew in about 3 weeks.
There you go.
Very good. So, the great thing about these animated movies, they don't really make them just for the kids. They make them for several audiences, because they know the parents have to go watch it the kids. So you don't want the parents being bored,
and there's
always something.
Yeah, and there's a couple jokes that kind of fly over the kids' heads that land on the parents, and you kind of chuckle to yourself, and you know what they're doing, you know where they're going, but the kids don't, you know, you're sort of oblivious to it, and you laugh, kind of give yourself a little chuckle, and you move on. So it's not a bad film. It's good for the whole family, and, you know, parents can enjoy it as well as the kids.
Well, we'll look for it to be put on a list to be banned in about 20 years. That's for sure.
That's right. Yep.
The Croods New Age is what it's called, and it is in theaters today. I'm just looking at some of the theaters where it is available. Showtime's today at the AMC Classics in Mount Lebanon, Cinemark Robinson, AMC South Hills, Manor Theater, AMC Waterfront. So, yeah, it's getting a lot of views or a lot of opportunities for you to watch it. And I should note that I went to a movie not too long ago and was very impressed with how COVID-19 friendly the theater was. Had you spread out, they wipe your seats down before you went, so you shouldn't worry.
It's worth noting, it's so clean. It's one
your
of
shoes
the
don't make the noise when you walk in.
Oh man, you could eat off the floors. Yeah, for sure.
Well,
but, you know, even and for the hey, Kevin, for those that want to stay at home, this is a long holiday weekend. So this weekend we're gonna do here at the Mowat household. We're gonna do a Paul Newman Film Festival. So we're gonna do little Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid.
Oh, nice.
Maybe Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Might even back that up with Cool Hand Luke.
I was gonna say Cool Hand Luke better be in there. And
Absolutely. Did
you get this idea because yesterday during Thanksgiving dinner you were using Paul Newman salad dressing, and then you went, hey, what's that?
The Paul Newman salad dressing. Well, it's a funny thing, but my wife actually mentioned that, you know, we were talking about, she really likes Paul Newman. I said, well, what, you know, which film do you like best? You know, is it Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Because I've watched that a couple times a year probably for 40 years. She's like, nah, I'm not really sure. You know, I haven't really watched all his movies all the way through. And I said, that's it. We're doing a film festival.
Well, that's fun. You're going to have to get up and not watch the car wash scene in Cool Hand Luke, just so your wife doesn't get mad at you. So there you go. That's a little tip for
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Elizabeth Taylor's.
All right, John Mowat. Enjoy Cool Hand Luke and your Paul Newman Film Festival and the Croods New Age today. Thank
you,
sir.
Go.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Buddy. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!